Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I'm joined by my illustrious co-host. Y'all know her, the queen of the little people. And if you want to holler at her, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to social network with us. Go to our Smooth Drama page, smoothdrama.com. Holler at us. Facebook, Twitter, my yearbook, Meet Me, whichever one they call themselves now. Look me up, Smooth Drama. If you just Google Smooth Drama, because like 100% says, we Googleable. You Google Smooth Drama, bam. Ain't no nothing else left to say, just bam. That's it. All right, I'm ending the show. We don't go no more. Anyway, if you want to holler at Miss 100%, tell them where they can catch up with you.
Oh, they can always find me on Facebook. That's Miss 100% spelled out, or Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. They can send me an email if they want to get all up close and personal. But they can also follow me on Twitter if they would like to become one of my loyal subjects.
Sweet life.
At the number 100%.
Tweet life. La, 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 la. I live the tweet life.
I don't know what it is with you and speaking stuff, but you're getting it all wrong today.
Hey, tweet life. I'm telling you, I'm coming out with an album. My album is going to be so dope that y'all ain't even going to know what to do. You're going to be like, wow, he made an album. And it's going to be so whack that it's going to be fresh.
It's like a whole new level of ratchetness. Yeah.
You know, like Rod talking about he's doing stuff that ain't never been done. I'm coming out raggedy. Period. Straight raggedy. Dirty jeans, holes in my shirt, dirt, holy, it don't matter. I ain't brushing my teeth the whole while I'm making the album. I ain't gonna cut my hair, shave, none of that. It's gonna be raw. When I get up in the morning, I ain't clean the cold out of my eyes, nothing. I'm coming dirty. Anyway.
Wow, yeah. Like I said, a whole new level of
ratchetness. That's right. I'm going to take it there.
Okay. Yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't, but.
Speaking of taking it there, there's one of them studies that 100 you love so much,
mm-hmm.
where it says squeezing breasts can stop cancer.
Yeah, I saw that study and I was like, damn, are they like got a camera in my bedroom watching me, or, you know, because that's me. Like, I always like to hold and squeeze onto my girls. And somebody asked me, like, why are you always doing that? I'm like, because it just feels so comfortable. But now I don't have to feel like a pervert for squeezing on my boobs all the time anymore. Now I got an excuse. I don't want breast cancer. I'm preventing breast cancer by squeezing my boobies.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Your shit was coming out before you even knew it. You was preventing the cancer and didn't even know it.
Right.
It's just your natural instincts just kicking
you. My natural instincts just say keep on squeezing. But I don't want to stop there, though.
But see, but that's the thing. It ain't squeezing because we using the wrong word.
Right.
Actually, what you were doing, you weren't squeezing. You were massaging.
Massaging. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we figure, hey, if you can massage breasts and massage the cancer right out, then I'm guessing you can massage penises and ass, too.
Yeah, the ass massage, that's one of my favorite. Well, the penis massage is, too, but that.
But you see,
that's the ass massage,
yeah, well, you see, that's how we can help each other as a people.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, because
if there was a lot more ass and breast and penis massaging going on, hey, we might as well throw in vagina massaging, too, in there. I mean,
yeah, we keep that cervical cancer out.
If there was more of that going on, there would be less violence and hatred in the world, I think.
Well, we just talking about cancer. See, I'm saying, fellas out there, you know, you talk to your woman, say, hey, can I massage your monkey? Can I help your monkey heal itself?
See, and then, you know, I would hate to disturb the mood because I don't want anybody calling my lady a monkey.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, because
I don't know why whoever that came up with that ugly word for something that's so pretty, but monkey.
Hey, who says monkey? Monkeys are not ugly. When they make that sound,
here we go again. Moving right along.
Yeah. All right, I ain't going to go no further.
A whole new level of ratchetness, I told you.
Hey, yes, I told you, I'm getting dirty with it. Speaking of getting dirty with it, man. Jason Festerman, who deserves honorary mention in our special helmet Hall of Fame, who he sprayed what they call liquid ass at school.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess this liquid ass is, I guess it's some bottled stuff that's supposed to smell like, well, lack of a better word, ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess his son stole a bottle of liquid ass out of their house and sprayed it. And he was suspended from school for the day. So his dad decides, hey, you know what? Y'all want to suspend my son? I'm going to spray it everywhere.
Wow.
And he was charged with disorderly conduct, which he could get like 90 days in jail because he wanted to spray liquid ass in the schools.
Mm. Yeah. I remember the days that, you know, you could go to Spencer's. I don't know if y'all had a Spencer's, but it's a gag store.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy stuff like liquid ass or a bottle farts or jar farts and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, and gum that tastes like hot peppers and,
right.
And it's just all in having fun. Now they're suspending people over having fun. It's just, I think we have become a nation of,
well, it was, I mean, the kids, I understand that because, you know, stink bombs in class is not cool. But the fact that the father has bottles of liquid ass
just stocked up so he can go just
right. I mean, obviously, he's not good with the ladies, and he's probably a little socially awkward. Because most men have, like, cologne. He has liquid ass. So, I'm just saying that there's something wrong there.
Maybe he's one of those fetish people, you know. I ain't going no further because I was about to say my excuse. I was about to go on this whole. Never mind.
Yeah, you're not going there because then we really have to stop the show. like show's over. I almost stopped it after 2 minutes, but I decided because you was here, we was gonna keep going.
Right, I believe that one alone because yeah. I saw the nastiness before I even started saying it, so I'm just like, y'all gonna stop.
Right, thank you.
Okay.
Well, speaking of nastiness, you know, in Japan they got like role playing love games, like an app on your phone. And I guess in this game, you're a lone woman and you have the attention of all the guys. It's all on you. And it's based on some kind of Japanese manga comic. And supposedly you choose your ideal mate from, quote unquote, several knights in shining armor. And that's how the women in Japan is getting by right now. They not even going for the boyfriend. They just going for the app.
Wow. Then what is going on in Japan then where they would rather have a, you know, an artificial boyfriend than a real one?
Well, not just that. It's like to the fellas in Japan. What are y'all doing wrong?
What's happening? What's
I mean, the game grew 30.4% and they made 14.6 billion yen, which is about $177 million in sales last year. So the women are really going for the fantasy guy because I guess y'all just the thought of one of you is just they can't handle it, so I'm just gonna go with the app.
Wow. Well, you know, I actually downloaded this to my phone. Downloaded this app, and it's called My Virtual Boyfriend. And you can choose whatever type of guy you want. You can make him look how you want to look. You can make him sensitive, a geek. You know, all of that. And it's funny because you can do everything to this guy. You can poison him, and he's like, he'll go to the hospital, come back like, baby, I'm sorry I made you poison me. I love you, and he'll like beg you to be back with him. So I don't know what it is. Obviously, there's some type of strange, you know.
You think?
Genre of people that really, really, you know, they don't want the real thing. They want a person that they can just do anything to. I don't know what it's all about.
Well, you,
I think
you
it's gonna
just
make
said,
fantasy.
Let me get this correct. You said you can poison him, you'll go get his stomach pumped and come back and say, hey, you know what? That's all right. I love you.
Not just that, he will apologize for you poisoning him. Like, it was his fault that you poisoned him, and he's so sorry. And he will beg you to be back, like, beg you to be back with him.
And so you play this game, you're saying?
Yeah. It's crazy because there's so many different choices and things, and it's like, I'm not spending money on it, but obviously people are because there's millions of people that are playing this game, and it costs a lot of money to actually unlock a whole bunch of the features. It's really crazy.
Yeah, I mean, when you...
So I don't think it's just in Japan. It's over here, too.
Yeah, I was done when you said, oh, yeah, I poisoned him, and he comes back, and it's like, yeah, I'm sorry that you had to poison me. I will try to do better.
Yeah.
That's kind of unacceptable. I'm saying that I don't quite understand the allure and the fact that women are like, yeah, this game is shit. And you talking about that you can poison, hurt, maim your virtual boyfriend?
You can slap him, all kinds of stuff. It's like it feeds into that really... I guess that weird or cruel side of people, it's just, I think it's a really sick kind of a game because it goes pretty far.
And how many times you played this game?
I played it once.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. You just said more than once. Been like, hey, this show is really over. I have blocked you out of my life forever. But I guess it don't really matter. Well, check. Well, hold on. Are you still really there, or is this a facsimile of you?
It's me. It's me. It's
well, because I know in your time zone, it's actually December 21st.
Yes, it's 15 minutes after.
So I'm checking. Maybe can you send somebody look out the window to see if reality is unraveling?
I'm actually right by the window. I will look out. Like, the wind is blowing really hard, and there's some storms that's sweeping across the Midwest right now. Okay. But let me see.
So I'm just thinking that if the world is ending and it's going to end right now, then, I mean, just...
I mean, everything is still intact here.
Okay,
so,
but you said the wind is blowing and the storms is coming, so...
Yeah, there's supposed to be, like, 6 states in the Midwest that's going to get hit with, you know, snowstorms, which is not something that's unusual for the Midwest for this time of year. It's December. It's almost Christmas, and normally we have snow for Christmas, normally.
Mm.
So it's not anything unusual going on right now. So.
You got your gas mask and your water bottle, though, right?
I do not.
No?
I do not.
No, no. The bomb shelter ain't ready?
No, I figure, you know, it's kind of a scary thing if you keep thinking about it. But if, you know, the world is going to end, I don't think gas mask and all that is going to help. If the world is going to end, that means the world is going to end. So.
You're such a pessimist, man. Damn it, I was looking for your optimism.
Not with the whole world going to end thing. I figure there's really not much you can do about that.
All right. Well, I guess we gonna go on break. And if we don't come back, y'all know it ended. It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. If not, then sucks to be y'all. Anyway, this is Method Man. Bring the pain.
Pull a hole. All I need is chemical bank to pay the rump. together you gotta be smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, people, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100% Queen of the Little People, and that was Method Man, Bring the Pain.
Yep, and I think what we're about to bring the pain, right? Well, it ain't real pain, although in this case, I wish we could bring some pain. Bringing pain to the hater of the week, which actually could be just the all-time hater of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The KKK.
Oh.
Yeah, they came out with a statement. They think the Westboro Baptist Church is too out there.
Oh. And they think the Westboro Church is too out there.
Yeah, the Ku Klux Klan. You know, the people who exist because they hate us. Have hated us forever, think we're inferior to them, and have maimed, murdered, and killed many
mm-hmm.
a person in the name of their superiority. They're like the Westboro people who just protest and have hung no one,
mm-hmm.
have chased no one, have ran horses that pulled people apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going too far.
Wow.
Drone strike.
So they think that picketing people's funerals and saying God did it because of whatever is going too far, but they go to people's towns and rally and.
Yeah,
first of all, it's a bunch of bitch jazzness, number one, because you're supposed to be so tough, but you have to have police escorts surrounding you while you're doing your rally.
Right. Okay. Well, no, not. I ain't even going to go there with the police escorts. I'm going to talk about the fact that it took about 20 or 30 of them to go round somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
Get 30 on one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they wouldn't go straight up.
Right.
With their punk asses. Anyway, the fact that they got the nerve to call somebody out saying, oh, they going too far. I'm like, look, I'll take Westboro any day.
Over them.
Yeah, you can pick at me all the hell you want. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, God hates you. All right, well, I hate you too.
Wow.
Whereas the Klan will come 30 deep and take me out and hang me and have me like Billie Holiday was talking about, that strange fruit.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Westboro. I can't even believe that I talk about Westboro in a positive light. But I guess when we gonna compare them and the Klan, I guess it's not even close.
Yeah. I would definitely take Westboro over to KKK.
Mm. Well, I'm sure Fat Joe would take anything right now.
Yeah, I'm sure too.
Yeah, the latest brother to go down to the IRS. Coming to get you. It's like, you think these dudes would know. You pay your taxes, dog. You got to pay the pimp. He is not playing.
Well.
Right. You know, you don't pay your taxes. That's what happens. They coming. You got to be on point with your taxes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because the pimp, he got that hand out. He got that diamond-crusted ring on. He wants you to kiss it and pay him. And if you don't kiss it and pay him, that's when he's going to crack your side of the head.
Well.
Just you trying not to pay me? You know who I am?
Yeah, the IRS don't really play like that.
Uncle Sam. And so Uncle Sam come down the street with that shiny blue blazer. He got his tight red leather pants with the sequins on it. He's like,
is there a motherfucking problem?
You my money? You fooling with Uncle Sam? What? You know he got to take his white gloves off and everything.
Oh my goodness! I really don't understand why it's so hard for people who have so much money just to pay taxes. Like when it's such a small percent of what they have.
Well, I'm not gonna blame folks, because sometimes you can have an accountant that's dirty. Because I remember that happened to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He had an accountant that was dirty, and so the accountant stole off with all his money, hadn't paid taxes or anything, and he just disappeared off the set. You know, in them cases, there's nothing you can do. I mean, and you kind of have to know how to do your own taxes and
hope for the best.
Or have somebody that you threaten, I will kill your mama if you mess up.
And little boys and little girls, that's the reason why it's important to go to school and get an education, regardless of if you're going to be a rapper or whatever the hell you're going to be. Go to school so you can at least know how to do your own taxes and count your own damn money. Well, and check behind the people that's supposed to be working for you. Because you can't really trust anybody. Not when it comes to your money.
They don't teach you how to do your taxes in school, although I think that
you got to count.
I mean, but yeah, you can count. But come on, you throw them tax paperwork in somebody's face, like, hey, handle this.
I mean, they teach you how to do math. They teach you how to do calculus, like the math that I'm doing in college. My 11-year-old is doing the same type of math in school. So what does that tell you? They teach you how to do shit in school. So learning different things in school, you know how they like to say, oh, well, you're probably never going to see this again. That's not true. You're going to use it throughout the rest of your life. You will.
Okay, whatever. Go. That. Trying to justify education. We not having none of that today.
Right. I'm sorry. So my ghetto card is gone. I don't.
Right. Talking about being educated and knowing how to do stuff and think for yourself. Man, you lucky. I'd send Uncle Sam over there to smack you right now. What's wrong with you? Trying to be smart, boss. What? She trying to be smart? Where my glove at? Anyway, speaking of being smart, though, after what happened in Connecticut Friday, everyone's been going crazy. Even had a woman come out saying, I am Adam Lanza's mother, because I have a mentally ill child that is violent and is capable of any and all things. And you know, I was thinking, 100, what's up with the whole mental health crisis that's going on? Nobody pays attention to it. I mean, but it's real serious, because there's a lot of people that are out there. Like we see homeless folks, and you see, and I'm not even gonna touch the homeless. But like this young man that shot up the people, obviously there has been something off with the young man for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
and go ahead.
There's no relief in sight.
Right. And that's what the woman was basically saying. In the letter that she wrote, not just Adam Lanza, but, you know, Dylan Klebold and, you know, the guys from Columbine and the Virginia Tech guy who shot up all the people at Virginia Tech. He's like, she's saying, I'm that parent that I'm trying to get help for my child, but something is off. Something is wrong with my child. And she's taking him, you know, to the hospital. She's getting him counseling, you know, all these things to the point where the medical won't even pay for doctor's visits anymore because she's taking him in so many times. And it's like, okay, so what has to happen, you know, even when with the son constantly threatening her and telling her he's going to cut her head off, he's going to slit her throat in her sleep and all these different things and biting her face and all this kind of stuff. And she's taking him to the police, you know, calling the police, and they're saying, oh, well, because he's a minor, it's not really much you can do. You can't press charges against him. So basically he has to kill her or somebody else before the system will step in and help. And it's just sorry as hell for our system to be set up for the victim to have to be victimized even more before there will be help. Is help available? It's just crazy.
Well, I've got a solution.
Okay. I'm not sure if I want to hear this, but...
I have a serious solution. You know how we have the unemployment... We got we get taxed. I'm saying if we cut subsidies and just take some of that money to take care of some of these people. See, because I think what happens, and you know, we make fun of it. And we talk about special helmet night and the people who ride the bus, you know, and it's not making fun of those kids that are on the school ground.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they're in that little area and they never get to interact with the quote-unquote regular kids.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is once they're out of school and they're past 18, there's no social mechanism to account for these people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you see a bunch of homeless folks. It's a lot of times it's these people. You know, they're out there. They can't function properly.
Right.
And there's no place for them. I mean, at least not on the level that they need, the capacity that they need. As far as, yeah, there are some people, the family takes care of them, or they get a break, and there's a program for like one, two, or three of them. But we're talking about hundreds of thousands.
Right.
Maybe even millions that we can't account for.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it like we should take some money and have facilities where maybe this is going to sound bad, but the manufacturing jobs that we send overseas, you pay people, you can have some of these people do these jobs so they can be productive and help pay their debt to society, and it can pay for where they live.
Okay.
I mean, just as a thought, something that can help these individuals. I mean, unless we're going to be like Germany and Hitler and just decide, well, we're just going to kill all of them.
We're just going to get rid of all of them.
Or we can do like, what was that movie that everybody loved? 300? People just, they talk about how heroic those guys were, but they just discard the fact that in the beginning, they were throwing babies off the cliff. Like,
hey, if they came out, you know, impure or messed up looking, or
right,
didn't look strong, and then even made them go through different things, levels of what, I don't know if you want to call it like battle or whatever, you know, they had to prove that they were a warrior, and if they couldn't cut it, they was killed.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, but see, that's my point. I mean, either we gonna go there, or we gonna be realistic and help.
Right. But that's the way that our society is now, because, like I've always said, for one, sickness and illness is business. It's big business. And basically, if you don't have a certain type of income and you're not living a certain type of lifestyle, then you're shit to, you know, the government. You don't matter. You mean nothing. So they're not, like, outright killing us and throwing us off cliffs, but in essence, they really are, because they're just letting us just die. It's like, fuck you, I don't care. You don't have enough money for me to even consider you to be important, so to hell with you.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like we talked about Connecticut, and instead of solving the problem, we always try and throw that Band-Aid. You know they came out with armored backpacks?
Huh.
I'm like, bulletproof backpacks. I'm like, yeah, that'll solve the problem. I mean, first, Rick Perry was talking about, yeah, get a teacher's gun. That way, when the dude is fired, the teacher can pull their gun out and they can fire too.
And then even more people will get caught in the crossfire and get killed. But okay, this bulletproof backpack. So we're going to be a society of people that's afraid to do anything, go anywhere. And so we're going to be wearing bulletproof vests, bulletproof backpacks, just in case somebody wants to shoot us in the back while we're walking away. And hopefully they'll come out with a bulletproof helmet. So we can be strapped with our guns, our vests, our backpacks, and our helmet, and then we should be okay, right?
So are we going to make our Smooth Drama special helmets bulletproof?
We should. I mean...
All right. Well, I'll talk to the illegal undocumented workers that we have working on that. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man, I'm messed up. Didn't mean to do that. I would take it back, but it's already taped, so whatever. Yeah. I said it. Anyway, Cat Williams. We run out of time in this segment, but I definitely want to get into this Cat Williams thing. He got into it with somebody in Target over calling him the N-word, and he slapped him. Yeah. So one, he's a celebrity. He's got to know that's already gonna hurt him. Two, he uses the N-word a lot.
Yeah.
So when people call him that, you can't. He's like, yeah, you call me the N-word. And he like dared the guy, and the guy was gonna say it, and he slapped him. And I'm like, well, you know my policy. I mean, I'm F the N-word. So I'm like, you can't say don't call me that if you call yourself that.
You're right. It's like you're constantly calling other people that. And you're calling yourself that. You're allowing other people to call you that. So why is it such a big deal when someone, I forgot, you have to be of the right ethnicity to be able to say that word. To me, that's bullshit, because the meaning behind the word has nothing to do with race. They like to point it at African American people all the time, but it has nothing to do with race. But when you call yourself that, you allow other people to call you that, why all of a sudden are you getting pissed off because somebody else calls you that? Like, why are you so offended?
Well, all I can say is this. If we gonna own and tongue kiss the ignorance that's thrown at us, you can't be hurt when you get that tongue that's kind of nasty that you didn't want thrown in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that's what happened?
I mean, it's, to me, it's the same thing as women not liking to be called a bitch. It's like, okay, you're cool with your so-called girlfriends calling you a bitch, or you cool with being called a bad bitch, but if you're into it with somebody and they were like, fuck you, bitch, oh, all of a sudden, now you're mad. Like, why? You like calling yourself that. So, you know, and that's what you answer to.
Right.
So what's the big fucking deal? You're a bitch. That's what you want to be. You said that you're the baddest bitch. So what?
Makes no sense. There's a mental component that's missing, and people just got to take it to another level. And speaking of taking it to another level, we're going to go on break here. This is KRS-One, higher level.
1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Public service announcement for all the people out there listening to this funky-ass boom-bap album. Check it out.
Respect for a holy book than they do for a cow on a meat hook. together you got to smooth drummer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm the 100% queen of Voodoo People, and that was KRS-One, Higher Level. And speaking of a higher level, y'all know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's time for our dumbasses of the week.
excuse me. Sorry about that.
Pardon me.
Yeah, excuses both. First dumbass of the week, because it was kind of like a tie. We had two. There's this woman, Christine Myers, who ran over her boyfriend and burned off his scrotum.
Ooh.
Yeah, it tore the skin off of his testicles. And the problem was, this dude had nerve after they were arguing. As soon as they got home, he got out of the car and laid down in front of it.
What?
It's like, man, after an argument, you do not want to tempt your partner. Y'all arguing the whole way home, and you probably coming from the bar or something like that. And it says she picked him up from the bar, so she may have had one or two also. So liquored up people arguing, you probably don't want to lay in front of the car like, yeah, well, run me over. I don't give a damn. And she did.
Yeah.
And he lost all the skin on his balls.
Sorry. Funny.
Yeah, I know. That's my point. It's like, dude, that is not smart. Now, she's a hater, no doubt, but you are the dummy that gave her the opportunity to hate on you.
It's like you told her to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. Like, what? I'm going to lay in front of the car. What? You ain't, please, what? Do it. I dare you. There it is.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, take your ass inside and that's it. But that's why you're not supposed to drink and argue.
There you have no skin on your balls.
Yes. Wow. That's a lesson.
Phew.
Now you gotta take skin off your ass cheeks or something so you can have skin on your balls. Hopefully you got a little pouch or something and you got some extra skin to contribute.
It sucks to be here. That's all I'm
saying. That's all I know. It's like I'm like that trying to find, okay, I'm gonna take some extra skin from here to anyway. second dumbass of the week. I'm gonna mess up the name, and it don't matter, cause when you're a dumbass, people don't need to pronounce your name right. Madupi Aduni Martin, convicted of workers' comp fraud after her dumb ass went and was caught on tape throwing her crutches into a car and running in high heels to meet her boyfriend at a public park where they went and had sex.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course, she's on workman's comp, so she's out of work. And the doctors had concluded that she couldn't have done anything like what she did with an injured ankle that she was getting paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what does she say, 100? I guess love just helps one get over injuries.
Oh my goodness. I was thinking, like, don't say it. Oh, shit, she said it.
Yeah, she claimed the injury left her unable to walk. She made 10 visits to doctors over a 3-month span. Co-workers suspect she was exaggerated and alerted the district. Advised investigators.
I mean, but this also seems to say a little something about the doctors examining her because, you know, you should be able to tell with CAT scans, you know, MRIs, X-rays, whether or not a person's leg is so messed up or ankle is so messed up that they can't walk on it. I mean, just because a person says, oh, my God, it hurts so bad I can't walk, you know, you can't fake some shit like that. So to me.
Well, you can fake a fracture.
You can't fake a fracture. You can see that shit on X-ray.
Well, not a fracture. I'm wrong. Excuse me. But just a sprain.
A sprain?
Yeah, because it's a sprain. You have to have a walking boot. I mean, I was actually in that situation.
A sprain can keep you out of work for 3 months. A sprain can heal over a weekend. Come on now.
I'm with you.
I think doctors was just in on it, too. They wanted a piece of the pie, too. Come on now.
No, I don't think it was a piece of the pie. I just think that they're like, oh, yeah, you say you out, whatever. You know, because they get,
and they feel like they get paid regardless of what the fuck
they get paid for every visit you make. They don't get paid if you don't come in. So they're like, oh, you hurt? All right, well, we'll see you next month.
Right.
Yeah, they don't give a damn. They're like, oh, you hurt still? All right, cool. We'll schedule another one in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Cha-ching.
And unfortunately, that's the way it goes. I guess.
Just her dumb ass.
She couldn't have been at her wearing fucking heels, running through the park.
Hey, well, she was dumb enough to do it in public. Look, wear the heels in the privacy of your house.
Right.
Your dumb ass. You and homie with no skin on their balls. Y'all should hang out together. You both stupid.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks.
And speaking of no balls, Tim Scott, who is South Carolina's first congressional district black Republican since Edward Brooke, who was a Republican, left his seat in 1979. He's going to be the state's first African-American senator since the 19th century, as well as the only African-American in the Senate.
Okay.
Yeah, and supposedly South Carolina Republicans are thrilled with Representative Scott's selection. Yeah.
Pretty sure they are.
Yeah, I mean, he was strongly backed by the Tea Party.
Yeah,
he made a name for himself because he wanted Obama impeached if he invoked the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling. And he also was out front proposing for the cut of food stamp assistance for families.
Mm-hmm.
One member was participating in a labor strike.
I don't know what to say about him.
Stiff booty.
I don't. You were talking about the chainsaws up the ass, like before we got started.
Yeah. Well, for y'all to know, there are some people who will do anything to be in power, and people put the race on them, and you know you go there. Look, there are people who want to be on the side of winners.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's winners and losers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are winning because they have all the resources.
Right.
And he wanted to be on the winning side so he can have access to those resources also. So whatever you want me to say, boss, that's what I say.
And that's the thing, because it kind of goes hand in hand with what I was saying earlier. You know, how people look at you. Or how the government or power, I wanted to say powers that be, you know, those with the resources look at you if you don't have a certain income level or you're not at a certain income level, then you're shit. And people realize that and they're like, you know what, I don't give a damn what I do, who I step on, who I screw over to get, you know, some type of power so that I can get some coins in the bank because they're too weak. They're not, you know, strong enough to say, I don't give a fuck if I'm broke or not. I'm not going to sell out for nobody. They don't have that type of strength. They're full of fear. So they'll do whatever they see they have to do to get money, to get power, to get fame and fortune. And it's just, to me, it's kind of embarrassing.
Well, see, that's where I have to disagree with you, because you say fear. I don't see it as fear. I see it as just straight out greed.
Yeah, what I mean by fear is everything is rooted in all types of things that people do is rooted in this fear that, okay, well, it's scary to be broke. It's scary to not have. It's scary to be looked at as if I'm nothing. So out of fear, they do these things so that, you know, they'll be looked at as if they're somebody. Like, I don't want to be a nobody. So I'm scared of that. It's unthinkable for me to not have, you know. So they do these things out of fear.
Cowards?
Yeah, cowards.
All right. I can live with the definition of coward. And big shout out to Tim Scott. Keep doing it, homie. You setting that example for all of us. Sell out and do whatever you gotta do to shit on poor people in the name of rich people.
All right.
Because rich people definitely need the money more than poor people, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And just think though, if you ain't a big fish, you gonna get swallowed up anyway, Mr. Scott. So I hope what you doing is, you know, worth it. Getting all that you can get, because if you're a little fish, you're going to get swallowed up by the big fish.
Well, hold on before we go. I mean, we should be celebrating him. He's one of the first black senators.
Why people think just because somebody's black that we ought to jump up and down and say, yay, hooray? Man, that's some bullshit if I ever heard any.
Yippee-ki-yo, yippee-ki-yay. Anyway. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. And for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, I am Mr. F the N-word. And y'all know the drill. We smooth drama, going hard in the paint. We ain't pulling up for no three-pointer. I know I'm not. I'm penetrating, going to the hole. When I throw that alley-oop, what's coming, 100?
Think face, bitches.
Peace. Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.